when the price is set. Mass grapes for the poor when the price is set. When the price is set. Mass grapes for the poor when the price is set. When the price is set. Mass grapes for the poor when the price is set. When the price is set. You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got Jesse from the record company coming in shortly to talk with us about a few things. But more importantly,
yes.
What's happening?
Please, it feels so good to be back.
She's back.
I am. Feels really, really good.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Sam.
We feel whole again.
Yeah, we're missing a piece, but
she popped up last week, and we started auctioning her job off on the air.
Oh, no. Actually, nobody we're can looking, replace her.
No, because she's moving away on us too, so.
In a couple of months,
we're looking
still have
for
her.
A new co-host.
No, nobody can replace her.
You're right. The lovely Tasia. But yes. Anyway, where have you been?
I've been in Ghana for a month. It was definitely great to be out there. I had a festival to perform at. On top of that, just kind of meeting family members that I haven't seen in a while, and just meeting new family members as well, and meeting artists, and just flourishing out there.
You look refreshed.
Thank you. I feel good. I feel great. I really, really, really do.
Yes.
And hip-hop is very thriving in Ghana.
Really?
Which is really, really cool. Yes. That hip hop scene is definitely dope.
Really?
It's dope, yes.
You bring back some artists for us? Maybe
yes,
we play some next week?
I do actually. I have several and we will play.
That would be sick. International rap.
Yes, that'd be awesome. Yeah. It was great. I just want to share Ghana with everyone now. I can't wait to go back.
Well, we might have to make a whole field trip out of it.
I mean, that'd be really cool though.
I'm with it.
For real. Pinky promise.
I have a buddy who goes out there a lot too, so like,
really?
Yeah, we have a friend who lives, he might live in Kenya, I don't know, but yeah, Africa's the wave.
Let's go. It's just a blessing, man, just to see, man, it was just beautiful to see so many just Africans and my people and just thriving, creating, just being them, like it was amazing, ugh.
Sorry you're back in Boston now.
I know, right? And it's cold.
Although we are thriving and creating here as well.
Definitely. It's just cold. That's the only downfall.
Yeah.
But other than that, I definitely see Boston thriving and creating. I'm glad to be back.
Bad weather creates good music.
I'm definitely glad to be back.
Well, we're glad to have you back. Yeah. We're going to get the full story next week. And I want to play some of these artists too. That's going to be sick.
Yes.
That being said, the Notoriety episode is up now.
I really wish I was here for that one.
LFODradio.com. Yeah, people love those guys. And after talking to them for an hour, you get the vibe. You know why? Because they're just good dudes. So definitely root for them. They
make great music.
They just dropped the new album.
Yes, they did.
So Notoriety. Or it might drop tomorrow, actually. I think it's tomorrow.
Oh.
It's dropping tomorrow. Notoriety, Expect the Unexpected, available everywhere. LFODradio.com if you want to hear more from those boys and what's up with them. You can also hear the new Ron Beatty interview. Cool guy from North Carolina who you would vibe with. He crushed it, actually.
Right.
Yep, Taz and I talked to him. He knocked a couple questions out of the park. Ron Beatty, Booger Money, The State of New England Hip Hop, and more. www.LFODradio.com, soundcloud.com/LFOD, mixcloud.com/LFODradio. If you're an artist, you want to get involved, submissions at lfodradio.com. We have no guests next week, so shoot us some submissions. We actually got a ton last week. I don't know what happened, but we got flooded. So real excited. Lots of new music, lots of new artists in the city that I didn't know about until about a week ago. And as always, this show will be online tomorrow. You can get it right at the source, mixcloud.com/LFOD radio. With that being said, we're going to play one of the new ones from Notoriety. This one's called Dino Spumoni. After this, we're going to be back with Jesse from the record company to talk about their Beast compilation, which is a beast, in fact. So you're tuning in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Dear God, I need to wake up. Just how long have I been sleeping
for? How long have you been sleeping for? Wake up. Somebody get the boat and stuff. Say something. We need to hit the studio. Ain't love. Wake up.
Dear God, I need to wake up.
Just how exactly am I supposed to get through my conditions? Decisions. I tried, but they lied to me. They lied.
The mental nourishment, knowledge, and leafy greens. Turn up the lights, plug in the speakers that might check the fountain of youth. That's finagling defibrillation, creating a brand new ancientness. Now that I've been awoken, it's real hard for me to sleep. There's a party going on between my soul, charisma, chakra, and chi. My conscience is playing DJ, 90s music, and trees. Meanwhile, lingers the evils that I'm trying to defeat. Chuckstable, amputate them from their ankles, then smash both of their knees. My depth is somewhat tectonic, it allows me to breathe. I can use the money, but I'd like to be crowned as an OG. Here's my hypothesis, spit flammable liquids on cold beats. Ignited in mist of light and black minds, that's a periodic change in the tables. My complex thoughts really allow me to chill. I could barely tell the damn game day from the drill. Chill, my chill.
Wake up, how long have you been sleeping for? Wake up, somebody get the boat and stuff. Say something, we need to hit the studio. Ain't love. Wake up.
Stress, the essence of rolling stress repellents. Omnivore, no bread, and I've lost my lettuce. Pickles, onions, and cheese, and you would think I have beef. But how can I be sure in this processed world? Be curt, wipe the stain off your shirt, then work. Because first impressions do last forever. Makes sense, cause since mom's considered me the prince. No Bel Air, although it has a nice ring to it. I found it in Mary, the movement, and put a ring to it. Although I come with edges, don't perceive me as a square, cause you will then provoke me to triangles. And my geometry is simply bird feed. Look at them bob, I ask, can I kick it? Look at them nod. I am a man in the mirror with the eye of Thundera. Original gainer, chi maintainer, smoke disclaimer. Her tone rangers cooking these bangers.
Decisions. Now what is my next move? I like spontaneous, unpredictable, difficult. Yeah, I'm on my Dino Spumoni, I speak Spumante, trying to be grown. Double the rapper, then double the smoke, we about to be flown. Betty, my baby, love notes when I'm gone, I never leave home. I get high. Just to live up to your hype, my vocals tight, call me Chucky the Pipe Bomb.
Wake up, how long have you been sleeping for? Wake up, somebody get the boat and stuff. Say something, we need to hit the studio.
Ain't love.
Wake up.
Dear God, I need to wake up. Just how long have I been sleeping for? Dear God, I need to wake up.
But I took too much to numb it. Nauseous, I vomit. Watched me falling as I plummet. Thought I got to the summit. What was it? Mirage so real, thought I could touch it. It wasn't. I'm stubborn, hate to admit that I'm lost like a husband. His wife in the front seat of the car. I'm bugging, shuffling through my thoughts. Too many lies to decipher. My mind in a vice grip. I'm hyper, lazy at the same time. Yeah, crazy, I know, ain't I? Still, I'm trying my best, that's all I ever give. Still, I fall like eyelids off them sedatives. Like I'm falling to my death, but they gon' let me live. Or maybe it's all in my head, caught up in that Tom pettiness. Free falling like
how far do I have to fall until I hit the ground? I don't see the ground coming. How far do
until I hit the ground. I don't see the ground coming.
My visions is twisted. I float through the air like no physics existed. When will I land? Plans will be plans, but only in the hands of the man will there ever friction. That's when the rubber meets the road, and I forgot to wear a rubber. Life me so cold, gave birth to my burdens. Only thing that I know for certain is nothing's for certain. So when she leave, I keep it moving, but what other choice do I have? Yeah, cause I'm the voice of the sad, the mad, the hopeless. I crashed, at last thought I hit the ground, but I was only touching clouds. Guess I'm never coming down, forever falling to my death, until my very last breath. I'm asking,
just in time for the smoke. Yes. I hope your mama ain't tripping by the time you get home. I hope I cross into the superstar status that I wanted. I hope it ain't annoying. I do this for enjoyment. I hope you know I coined the phrase tick, tick, tick. Cause time moving too quick and I've been on my ish. I'm 21 going on 36. I'm still running around smoking in some dirty kicks. I was young when I first seen that dirty mix. Just trying to spit like Doom and be cool like kids. Other kids didn't get it. And they still don't. On a plane, cross the globe with my phone, finna roam. Pay the fee, cross the line. My whole life is a toll. Get a job, never did. Get some friends, get a go.
Will we ever cross that line?
Cross that line, cross that line.
Will we ever make it to the other side? Will we ever cross that line?
Cross that line, cross that line.
Will we ever make it to the other side?
Yeah, the ref threw his hands up and we did it. And now it's time to pay Disney a visit. Remember back when I would watch Count Chicken, I always had adults around me, but no one ever mentioned this life nuts. And if you give up, then life sucks. Just get hella bucks with your friends, you type one. Half hard work and half is light luck. Don't do nothing stupid, that path is striped up. Lost some friends and my pops for a second, buddy back. Now we sip hand with me, might hop on the track. Down Dudley, get a sub, get a bus, get a cab. Give a fiend a couple bills to get some food, but it's for crack. Wish whatever, it's never ending, but it'll get better. My mom's had it way worse, time cold as December. Take the ever for the pain and the weed for the stress. On the edge of the earth, this the line, take a
will
step.
Will we ever cross that line?
Cross that line, cross that line.
Will we ever make it to the other side? Will we ever cross that line?
Cross that line, cross that line.
Will we ever make it to the other side? Cross that line.
We're back on Live Free or Die Radio. We got Jesse from the record company with us. What's going on, man?
How's it going?
I'm pretty good. Just trying to get these Facebook posts off.
Yeah, gotta do it.
Yep, at LFOD Radio. So what's happening with you, man?
Just staying busy, gearing up for 2017.
gearing up for it.
Yep. Word. Yep. Always. We had a little break at the end of 2016, so we got to like mellow out for a minute. And I always give myself like leeway, take the first like week of 2017 and relax. And now we're jumping right back into things.
Nice. Yep. Nice. Well, we're going to have to. Do you have anything you can talk about?
we can dig into it more later. The big thing for us in 2017 at the record companies, we just got a really big grant from the state of Massachusetts to do a feasibility study about opening up all ages music venues in Boston. So that's our next big push for 2017 and going forwards. So.
And you're doing three, right?
Yep, the goal is to do three. We're actually getting, the state is giving us a grant to plan, which is pretty awesome. We've like never had money to plan for something before. So
I'm actually very excited about this because that's something we talk about a lot on here as a roadblock for artist development.
Totally. Yeah. There's so many small capacity clubs that shut down and there weren't that many to begin with. And they're not spread out. You know, you go to like Alston or you go to the Central Square and that's it.
Right.
You know, it's tough. So
not to mention there's a huge divide between the 21 plus crowd of musicians and fans and then the under 21 crowd who can't just interact with anyone until they're that age. And it's like they're hidden.
It's crazy. I grew up in Western Massachusetts, and I grew up going to clubs, like going to shows. Like my parents would drop me off at like Pearl Street Nightclub was where I went all the time. And it's a club. There's a bar in the back, and I was in high school, and it was fine. There were no issues, and we're not really sure why it's such a problem out here. But
they don't want to pay the extra for the additional bouncer. Anyway, but where in Western Mass?
Northampton area, like Springfield area.
Yep. Nice. Yep. I love Western Mass. So, shout out to Western Mass.
I have a question. So it's all ages, right? So do you have someone focusing on the younger crowd? Like, are you guys planning on like working with organizations that focus on younger? Like, how are you planning to get the younger crowd?
We are going to be similar to kind of how we operate the recording studios at the record company. We're not going to program the space all the time. So we're going to be working with lots of other like DIY promoters and things like that to actually come in, book the shows, program the space. We're going to be hopefully, you know, interacting with the community as much as possible. Okay. We want to kind of provide the space and provide the infrastructure for that sort of thing. And then let the community in like that surrounding area program it as they see fit.
Got it.
Dope.
We want it to be like that neighborhood joint that you walk into, like you go there even when you're not sure what's going on, you just know that that's a place you like going,
right?
And that's where you're gonna be.
So, I love that. We could definitely use that. The big news
mm-hmm.
Beast, for those that don't know, this is brand new compilation from you guys. Now it says volume one on it, which has me excited because that means there might be more volumes.
That is the plan.
You got 13 artists on here. All recorded all over town.
Yeah, so it was, the project was 13 Boston-based artists, and it was all like brand new tracks. So we actually paid every single artist on the album to contribute a new work. We also paid to cover all their production costs. So in total, we ended up paying like 57 local musicians, artists, producers, engineers to make the album. And people worked all over town. Like we had a couple tracks that were recorded at our studio. Like Dutch's track was done in Studio B at our place, but most of them were recorded everywhere. We wanted artists just to be as comfortable as possible and record wherever they felt best. So it's really important for us.
I like that you've been, I like the 57 professionals, music professionals getting paid. I like how you guys have been emphasizing that part of it. Like everybody has to contribute. Like you're supporting them. It's not like, oh, this is for promo, guys. It's like, we'll pay you, and it's for promo.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, in total, we paid like $27,000 out to musicians, which is
That's
crazy.
Awesome.
You know, even when you split it up, it's still a fair chunk for everyone.
Right.
And they got a new work. They were going to, you know, it's something that didn't exist beforehand, and it's awesome. It's musicians, you know, have to be supported to be able to do what they do.
Agreed.
So.
Agreed.
Very awesome. Agreed. So how did you pick the artist? How'd you go about doing that?
That was a fun process. It was a lot of listening. We started off with a list of maybe like 175 bands and artists in the city. Like I put my list in there. We asked a bunch of people from the area about and contributing their lists. We got people like Sam and Dan from Boston Hassle, Greg from Killer Boombox, and like a bunch of people around to like give us their list of Boston artists. We then bought like one album from every single artist and listened through everything, which was cool. I put together a small committee of outside like local scene people, and ended up like through a voting process essentially getting it down to that 13.
Right.
So it was really difficult. It was a lot of fun, but it was really difficult.
Because there's an incredible amount of talent in this area.
Oh, it's insane.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's insane. My list was huge, and then everyone else's list like tripled the size of it.
Can
like,
you name some artists that didn't make it to the list that was on your list?
Man, that's hard. There's been, it's been a while since I looked back at that. You're putting me on the spot with that one.
Sorry.
Priscilla applies pressure. She's all about applying pressure.
Let's see.
Just one.
I know that Stiz ended up on our list for sure. And I know that like in the rock scene, there was like Cal Marx, who's one of my like favorite bands, ended up on that list but didn't make it on the comp. So it was like tough. It was really difficult.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
It's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So you picked the artist, you narrowed it down. You did a pledge music drive.
Yeah, so the Pledge Music campaign, Pledge Music is similar to like Kickstarter. The way that we did it was, instead of being like, hey, we need help funding this project, we said we use Pledge Music as kind of a pre-sale campaign. So it was like, hey, this project is done. Like, we actually are all recorded. We have all the stuff ordered. Help us. Like, help support the scene and pre-order the album through Pledge Music, which is pretty cool.
And they're local as well, I believe.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why we worked with them.
That's what I was going to say, because I think they're a good alternative, because they also sort of give you the tools needed to help sell it. Like, if you're an artist tuned in, it's definitely something you should look into for funding your own stuff, I think.
Yeah, the best part of that for us was we had our case manager or account manager or whatever, was Alyssa Spector, who does Listen Boston. She's a local promoter. She books at the Plow and Stars and around. So we had someone who's actually like in the scene, like booking shows in Boston, helping us with the campaign, which was pretty excellent.
Nice.
I love how you're working with like local people, and then on top of that, supporting, like financially supporting these artists and projects, which I think is like super, super dope.
Yeah, that you have to. Yeah, you really have to do both at the same time. Yeah. Like everyone's very supportive. The whole reason there's a scene is because everyone supports each other, but there has to be a financial component of there, you know, of that to be able to allow us to do all the things that we do, you know. So it's. We see like ourselves at the record company as trying to ride that line between being able to provide that financial support and also like, I don't know, being legit cool people who are like actually in the music scene and know what's going on at the same time. We're not just some like big company just throwing money around, you know?
Doing focus groups.
Exactly. Yeah, focus group for us is like, let's sit around and like listen to a bunch of records and decide what we like. You know, that's it. It's pretty informal.
I like it.
Order a pizza, you know.
And I mean, you did a great job. It's very a wide range. You know, some of the songs ping pong back and forth. The Skydiver, I think, is my favorite song on it. The hip hop's good too, but it's like, it's well put together.
Yeah, that track from... Ruby was telling us that was one of her favorite songs she's ever done, which was awesome.
It sounds like something out of a movie. Like, I expected like a Bond movie to be happening.
It's a pretty epic track. It's a really, really solid pop track.
Yeah.
It's great.
So,
yeah.
And of course, there's, you know, there's rock, there's rap, there's crooning, there's, you know, screaming. It's got everything, really. So, you narrowed it down, you picked the artist. Now, where can people get it? Because that's probably the most important thing.
So we're doing sales through our website, which is bostonsessions.org. We have vinyl, like regular vinyl. We also have a couple like special edition color vinyl, which is pretty awesome. We have CDs, we have digital downloads, shirts and posters and all that sort of stuff, which is bostonsessions.org. We also were lucky enough to get picked up by Newbury Comics. So you will actually see in a bunch of like stores all around, I think it's Eastern Mass, maybe out even into Western Mass too. You can actually find them in stores, which is great as well.
That's awesome.
And then in some like smaller local record shops around town as well.
Look for a giant blue eye.
Yep.
What animal is that?
What do you think it is?
I was leaning, it's almost like elephant, but I don't know about the eyeshadow.
Yep, it's an elephant.
It is. Yeah. It is. Okay. Yep.
So the cool thing about that was taken by a local photographer. Everything on the album is local.
My dude, it's like all you're talking my language right now. I love
so
this.
So it's the local photographer who donated the artwork to us for the project, which was great. We met him through a local designer who we work with. So Jeff Monahan from Proper Villains is helped us with all like the branding and packaging, and Russ Schleitman is the photographer who's local as well. So it's like really all hands on, all local.
Beautiful.
Which is great.
Beautiful.
Pick that up. Support.
Definitely.
Support the scene.
Yes.
And it's all goes to a very good cause. Sales go towards the record company. Or is it the record co?
It's the record company. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. The record company.
Okay. Sales go towards the record company, and basically you guys do facilitate a lot of things like this. It's more of an affordable recording space because you provide the room and people bring the engineer.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. Right. Yeah, we're a nonprofit organization. We're like technically a 501c3 nonprofit, and our mission is just all about supporting the local music scene here and trying to create a sustainable and nationally recognized music scene. So we have the studios, which are, priced at the below market rate, so independent artists can come in and, make records and not blow out their entire bank account. And then we do things like the compilation. So all sales and all proceeds from that do just go straight back into our programs and helping us, keep doing the work that we're doing.
That's awesome.
That's
so
awesome.
Artists, if you need a studio, please, please, please reach out to them. That's
come on by.
Pretty awesome.
That's a cool spot, too.
Thank you.
I just found out that neighborhood is called Newport.
New Market. Whatever that means.
I was like, you mean the industrial warehouses by the 93 connector?
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much. Yep, that is us.
I live in the New Market neighborhood. Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's what's up. So we're going to play a record, then we'll come back and we'll talk about a little bit more about the record company and that stuff. But definitely check out the album. I'm excited. I think it's awesome the way you went about it.
Thank you.
Salute for that. This is the Still Gold record on there. Shout out to the boys, Mo and Ark. Tune into Live Free or Die Radio. Long as the drugs keep coming. Shout out to Still Gold. I rock with that. You got some dope exclusives on here, man.
We did. We got lucky. Yeah. Yeah, we. It was really nice to have people submit all their tracks and to be like the first people that hear that stuff. I still have a whole like folder of just demos, which I promised all the others I would never give out to anybody, but it's pretty awesome to hear.
What do you have, 50 years and then they become fair use?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Stay tuned for the the box set. That's what's up. Yeah, you got the records are good on there. Like all of them stand alone. Are there plans like for videos or anything like that to push like singles, or are you just pushing the whole compilation?
We're just pushing the whole compilation. I mean, a couple of the artists here and there asked about doing videos specifically for their track, which would be cool.
They should.
We don't have the budget to do that right now. Like if we could, I would have done a video for every track on the album, but we don't have the budget for that right now.
Well, I know some videographers. Anyway, so real quick, one more time, people can get it, bostonsessions.org.
Yep, bostonsessions.org.
And if people want to like follow along with you guys, social media and stuff like that, where's the best place?
Yeah, we're up on Facebook, where we post pictures and events and all that sort of stuff at The Record Co. We're also on Instagram, The Record Co. TRC.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice, nice, nice. So this is volume one, which leads me to believe there will be a volume two. Do you want artists reaching out to you, or are you going to do lists again?
We're definitely going to do lists again, and we're going to be, I mean, reaching out to, again, people in the scene to ask for their lists. It's not just like me putting together, you know, just clicking through Facebook trying to find a bunch of people.
This is what I love.
I mean, it's definitely cool. Even if it doesn't end up on the compilation, I always like hearing stuff that I've never heard before. So I've definitely, you know, love when people send me emails like, hey, this is my stuff just in case, you know?
Okay.
So yeah, people can always reach out. Definitely let me know. That's an important part of the, you know, having a growing scene is discovering new music out there.
Right.
Where can they find your contact?
Up on our website, which is just therecordco.org.
Okay.
And I'm just Jesse at The Record Co.
And he responds, guys.
I do. I do.
That's so important. I always tell people, like, how did you do that? I'm like, I just emailed them. And, like, you know, don't be afraid to ask. That's a huge thing. A lot of people talk themselves out of good situations by not even just asking a question.
Yeah, it's easy.
Worst that happens is they say no or they just ignore you. Right. Like, yeah. And you'll be okay.
Yep.
And 2017, no games. Everyone just email people.
Exactly. And if they ignore you, you email them back in like 3 more months. And if they say no, then maybe they remember you next time you see each other and then something happens.
Right. They'll always, that's the crazy thing is also please go out to events because you see people in real life and like, oh, I did. And we're all busy. Everyone's busy too. Yeah, so
totally.
It's not always personal. Like, yeah, I did. And then you get a response immediately. Mm-hmm. And now the person has a face to the name.
Right.
You know, don't hide.
No, exactly.
So speaking of that, so everyone will follow you and stuff. So they'll know when you're, events are happening and what you're doing. All these people you collaborate with, are you open to, you're pretty open to people reaching out about collaborations and stuff as well if they have ideas for the scene probably.
Yeah, certainly. We like to be, I mean, we're a pretty small organization, so there's only 3 full-time employees, and then we recently just added a couple part-timers.
Nice.
But we're always down to know what's going on, and if there's a way for us to collaborate, or at the very least, just like spread the word about what's happening, we love knowing that sort of stuff.
Nice. Yeah, I definitely think you guys are people that should be kept in the loop going forward. Like you said, even if you can't do it, like... Yeah. You know, like you just said, how many people you could have listed? 57 people. Like, you probably know someone who would be interested.
Definitely. Yeah, I love being able to, at the very least, make connections between people. So, like, if we can't host an event or if we can't do that specific thing, then I know people that I can always make connections for.
Right.
And that's the way it happens.
That's what's up. So, let's talk about how you got started. What made you get into... what made you start the record company? It was you and Matt MacArthur, correct?
Yep. Yeah, so Matt MacArthur founded the record company. It'll be 6 years in March. So it started off with a pretty simple concept of just providing access to a recording facility. And, you know, having a place where both musicians and like up and coming engineers can go in the studio and cut their teeth. You know, record labels aren't paying for like A&R anymore. They're not paying for artist development. And so the only way for artists to do that is to just pay for themselves to go into the studio over and over. And same deal for engineers. You know, the only way you can really learn how to do engineering is just by doing it a lot.
Yeah.
So we opened up the studio, Studio A, which is our larger room, about 6 years ago. We're a complete freelance house, so every artist that comes in brings in their own engineer with them. About 4 years ago, we opened up Studio B, which is our smaller of the two rooms. That's more of a like vocal production overdub room, a like nice small cozy room, really good room for doing vocals in. Between the two rooms at this point, we host around 800 recording sessions a year, which is pretty awesome. All local. And again, that's like 800 freelance gigs for engineers in the city that didn't necessarily exist before we opened up.
That's a ton.
It's crazy. Yeah, we stay, it's like three or four sessions a day. It's never ending, which is great. We love it. And so that's where it's been. It's transitioned. In the beginning, it was all about just providing access to a recording facility at an affordable price. It's transitioned. We realized that it's pointless to have a recording studio if there's not like a really big scene, certainly, you know, in the area. And our goal was to really help support, like figure out what the scene needed in Boston, and then, you know, determine how we could help support that and help that grow and be sustainable.
Right. Cause you can keep making the music, but if no one's hearing it, I mean, yeah. It's fun to make music. It really is.
It definitely is.
But you definitely want to make sure it's getting out there and circulated.
Yeah, and people are, you know, artists should be able to, if they want to, they should be able to make money off of what they're doing, you know. And you always have to put money into your art. And so we're trying to allow artists to put the minimal amount of money into their art so they can actually make, you know, make money back off that.
Word. I like that.
Word.
Because
ugh,
the money messes it up. The money is, artists don't want to deal with money.
Yeah.
They don't want to ask people for money. Like,
no.
It's just really makes the whole thing awkward.
Yeah, well, what was funny about the compilation too is we paid every single artist to be on there, but when we were reaching out to people, they were like, you want us to pay to be on your compilation? Like, no. We're actually offering to pay you. Like, I know it's a weird thing, but like, we're going to actually send you a check for this. It's funny.
They just read it wrong. Like,
yeah. Because it doesn't happen.
People probably ask that.
Yeah. Totally.
You want a slot on our compilation? Actually, it's kind of a mixtape DJ move. So shout out the mixtape DJs. Anyway, so you're making all this music. You realize something's missing. You guys start figuring out how to get that moving along. Was there anything that surprised you when it started, or was there anything that was like easier than you thought? Like, how did you go about starting to build this scene?
What was interesting really is that what we're trying to do really is make connections between all the different parts of the scene.
Okay.
So we do think that there is a vibrant scene that's happening in the Boston area for sure. There's a ton of hip hop that happens. There's a ton of rock that happens. There's like just everything that happens around here. So for us, really, it was just about, we had been so focused when we first opened up on the studio thing, and we were open 24 hours a day, and we were just like in our own little pocket. So for us, it was really just about like getting out, going to shows, being at events, connecting with people, doing all that sort of stuff. And then really just trying to pull people together. You know, so like one of the big goals of the compilation was to show the diversity of the Boston music scene. So you have rock on there, you have hip hop, you have pop, you have like Americana folk stuff, and then having all those people meet and like hook up and see what collaborations can come out of that was really important.
Yeah, I'd be a fan of that, seeing some like cross genre stuff. It happens a bit. Still, Gold does a lot of that actually.
Definitely, which is cool. And we've been lucky. We put on like a couple shows here and there. And to have, you know, like one show we did was Dutch Rebel, Michael Christmas, and Bent Knee. And so like Bent Knee was never going to play on a show with Michael or Dutch, and they were never going to play on the show with Bent Knee otherwise. So it was awesome to get all those people in the same room and then have fans be able to see that stuff too. So you have Bent Knee fans who are like super into like art rock or prog rock kind of stuff, see Dutch or Michael and be like, oh, this is a really good live show. And then same for those hip hop fans to see this like crazy art rock band rock out on stage and have people be into that too. It's super important.
What was the hardest thing about, I guess, kind of like piggybacking off of his question, but like, what was the hardest thing about putting all of this together? If there was something that was tough?
Oh, there was a lot that was tough. Partially, it was just getting that list down to 13 artists who actually were what we thought was representative of what's happening in the city. Because the music scene here is so diverse. So partially it was cutting that down and being okay with the fact that there's like a bunch of artists that I like that didn't make it on the compilation, even though like they're my favorites, you know, whatever it is. I love working with artists, but trying to wrangle 13 projects all at the same time. We had a pretty short timeline. Like the whole production schedule and all of that came together in like a month and a half or something. We had 13 tracks like written, produced, recorded, shipped off to I think it was Denmark for vinyl production. This was pretty crazy. So like the timeline and also just the being able to get something down and make a record that was actually cohesive and that you want to listen to as a record. Like you want to put it on from top to tail and listen to the whole thing and not just feel like it's this like random playlist that you don't want to hear.
Yeah. Dope.
I've gone through it a couple times. I don't think I'm done yet either. So how is it going so well? Are people being receptive? Is it traveling the way you expected?
Definitely. Yeah. We've had a really good response. So we've had a lot of good press about the release. We've had a bunch of events. We have like a really good like in-person response. We really like being able to actually be in front of people and talk about it. We were at the Boston Music Awards this year. We were actually were brought up on stage. We presented about the compilation and we're selling records there that night, which was great for us.
Nice.
That was an awesome event. It's been going really, really well. We're in the planning process right now to figure out what we're going to be doing for events and promotion for the first half of this year as we continue to do volume one and then gear up for volume two. But overall, it's been nothing but positive support all around from everybody.
Right. This is kind of like an on-the-spot question.
Good.
But
get 'em.
If you could describe this project that you combined together with all these beautiful artists, if you could describe it with a lyric, right, to get people to come and purchase this or to listen to it or to support it, like what would it be? If you could find a lyric, and it usually I say hip-hop lyric, mm-hmm. I'm telling you any lyric, to describe this project, like what would it be? Do you need
Let's
some
see. I think so. The one of my favorite lyrics. I'm just the first thing that popped in my head was a lyric off the compilation.
Right.
And there's a band Pile I love them. I'm wearing their shirt right now. Their track is called "Keep the Last Light On," and I think for me, that in the context of this compilation, you know, there's a lot of people that feel just have like somewhat negative feelings about the scene in Boston and just don't necessarily feel supported. And to me, that lyric in relation to this album is like, keep the last light on. Let's keep that hope going. There are people out there like us and like, you know, you guys on LFOD and all of that who are like trying to support the scene here. So I would say keep the last light on and just keep being supportive.
Word,
he knocked
that.
It out of the park.
Yes, he did.
Nice.
That was a beautiful
Boom.
Answer.
When
that
we get a sound effects
answer.
Board, we would do a big
perfect.
Keep the light on.
That's what's up. And I think, yeah, as far as the scene, there is a huge scene, and it's like the infrastructure is lacking in some places, which is one of the reasons we do what we do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think artists do get frustrated. And part of it is infrastructure stuff, but a lot of it is also, like you said, how many freaking artists there are.
Yeah.
Like, you can't take it personally. There's literally hundreds to choose from, so it's tough for anyone who's trying to, like, I hate the word, but curate stuff or whatever. Like, there's only you can only pick so many, and then you know it's tough sledding from there even because mm-hmm. there's so many obstacles. But I think I feel good. Since you've started, have you seen improvements? Do you think? Are you feeling optimistic?
Definitely. I mean, we felt so good about being able to pay like the 57 artists on the record, which was a huge step for us. And then just through all of the kind of networking and press that we've gotten, just even surrounding this compilation, we're making connections between people and actually, just meeting so many new folks, and it's great. So yes, we feel super confident just super supported all around.
Now we just need to get the promoters to put local acts onto their shows.
Yep.
To expose the 250,000 college students that are here to actual local music
when they go.
Now, I hate to complain, but I'm excited about Boston Calling. But I'm also, I saw 30 bands and three local ones.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of national acts I've never heard of taking up that bottom strip, you know? Like, so, shout out to Stiz and Hotelier and Wunderbar, though.
Yep. So. Yeah, it's great to see. I had the same reaction. I am holding out hope. I know last year, the last Boston Calling, they did put on a local-only stage that had some local acts on it, which was cool. So it'd be nice to, at the very least, see another stage with only locals on it. That would be great.
I like it. And yeah, even that would be awesome. I would love to see it mixed in because sometimes people hear local and they're like, oh, that's a local band. Like, and it's like, there's amazing local music. So get out and check it out. And hopefully, you know, we keep building stuff like this and people realize because they'll see your thing, they'll see Beast and they'll realize, oh, wow, these guys are all in Boston. And then they'll go check out their albums. And they'll see who they're making music with. And then that's how it starts, you know.
Yep,
if the promoters aren't going to do it, there's other ways, you know.
Definitely.
And I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'm going to play another record, then we'll get back and talk a little more. This is another jam. This is the Dutch Rebel record. She recorded this at the record company.
Yep, Studio B at the record company.
So this is the sound quality, you rappers out there. This is what you can get from the record company. Who do you know who the engineer was?
Marquise, her partner, engineered it, and then Ark mixed it.
Keese and Ark.
Yeah.
All right. I think we know who they are. So shout out to Dutch, Keese, Ark. This is Rude Boys. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Hold on. Don't mean to be mean. I know you don't mean to be rude. Just know that I'm down for the team. Still loving your wild attitude. See, life ain't always what it seems. So we do what we all gotta do. Mad love for my rude boys. Mad love for my rude boys. I know you don't mean to be mean. I know you don't mean to be rude. Just know that I'm down for the team. Still loving your wild attitude. See, life ain't always what it seems. So we do what we all gotta do. Mad love for my rude boys. You was a warrior once, I can tell. I know the type, see they call me rebel. Heavenly flow sent my demons to hell. Wickedest thoughts in a beautiful shell. So I know all about pushing your limits. Always a fight, don't know how you got in it. Feel like the world could just fall any minute. And you keep on spinning, them sharks keep you swimming. I know I can get you where you trying to go. Know that that word got you stressing. Those who don't know you talk about counting blessings. But not counting money is out of the question. I know that you've been through a lot. You rough around the edges and baby that's smooth. Couldn't imagine a mile in your shoes. Mute on my views, it's all about you. I'ma just sit here and pour up this drink. Spill what you think if you please. Sit back and take in these trees. Cocked in this heart not to squeeze. All of these haters around me. All of that stress around you. Know a little bit about that too. But see, here's what we gon' do. We gon' continue to ride even if we collide. And we screaming outside. Cause I know you don't mean to be mean. I know you don't mean to be rude. Just know that I'm down for the team. Still loving your wild attitude. See, life ain't always what it seems. So we do what we all gotta do. Mad love for my rude boys. Was told gotta get you a roughneck. Hollin' girl, so I call you a rude boy. From the hood, so you ride for your respect. Moving cues, so you move like a schoolboy. Lot of fights growing up, so you flip out. Wanna dip out every time that it gets too thick. Moving the streets, cruise to a beat. Need your relief, I just hope that you come back quick. Only scared of who I'm fixing to be. Spitting these writtens like sunflower seeds. All of your kittens are smitten to me. Got me OT eating delicacies. They storytelling, they barely can read. My lady savages, y'all ain't my breed. So please believe, got love for my rude boy. Yeah, cause he riding for me. World on your back and your heart on your sleeve. Plus now they killing us.
Plus now they killing us.
No, they ain't feeling us.
No, they ain't feeling us.
Way too much reeling us.
Way too much reeling us.
Don't bite your tongue cause them scars last forever. Misunderstood cause you down for whatever. Shout out my hood and to all of my rude boys. Yeah, cause we riding together.
I know you don't mean to be mean. I know you don't mean to be rude. Just know that I'm down for
boys. Mad love for my rude boys.
Shout out to Dutch Rebel. Beast, Volume 1, The Boston Sessions. I didn't mean to go in on Boston Calling there. I think it is awesome that they put together a lineup that rivals Coachella, any of those, kills Governor's Ball, like knocks a lot of other lineups out of the water.
Oh, yeah.
So on that level, I'm extremely excited and proud of what's going on here. Just want you to share it with us a little.
No, it's good to bring that recognition to the city at least, which is nice. You get a lot of those acts who wouldn't necessarily come through Boston, who are now going to be playing that concert,
yeah,
which is great.
And eyes. And hopefully you guys should hit the festival and get that compilation or the sampler or something in people's hands.
Yeah, definitely.
It'd blow it up. Anyway, so any last words before we get out of here?
Let's see. I want to, you know, thank you guys for having me on. It's an awesome show. And we, you know, we're all about meeting new people. So anyone, like any artists or engineers or anybody who ever wants to get in touch with us, you can definitely hit us up. Just find us at therecordco.org. We're right on Mass Ave in Boston. I'm just like right on the Dorchester line, so not far away. Check out bostonsessions.org, which is where you'll find compilation, all the merch and downloads and all that sort of stuff. Just big shout out to you guys for supporting the scene like this.
Shout out to you, man. This is important. Like,
yes,
we're all about, you know, we just got to keep doing this. Like, keep everyone keep in touch and keep pushing, circulating.
Yes, definitely.
Yep. Everyone should definitely reach out to Jesse.
Yes, we appreciate you and your team for doing all of that you guys are doing there. That's pretty dope. I really did enjoy this interview. So
thank you.
Yes.
First one back in the States.
Nice.
Yes.
And it's a hit. This will be up tomorrow on LFODradio.com, so check that out. If you want to go straight to the Mixcloud, it's mixcloud.com/LFODradio, soundcloud.com/LFOD. If you want to hear a snippet and also check out other interviews such as Ron Beattie, Booger Money, Notoriety, and Cyphers, etc., etc. We don't have a guest next week, so submissions at LFODradio.com. Hit us up at LFODradio, Live Free OD Radio on Twitter, the only one we couldn't get. and look forward to hearing more from us and the record company. We'll definitely keep in touch, and hopefully anytime you guys have anything going on, hit us up so we can share it and help put the word out.
Definitely, I appreciate that. Because
that's crucial. Like, I hate promoting. I just wish we could just be like, hey, this is awesome. Enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Make it spread. But, you know, it's kind of a role we've had to take as well. So we try to share what we can. So
nice.
Promotion is key. Promotion is key.
Definitely is.
All right, Jesse. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, New Year's resolution. Do you have one?
No, I don't do. I try and be good every day. So
my dude, yes, yes, every day. I like it. We're gonna get out of here with. This is not a Boston record, but it's something that ended up in my inbox the other day. This is Substantial. It's called. What is it called? Made in Maryland. It's produced by Odyssey. We'll be back next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Live Free or Die Radio.
Cosmos from Baltimore, and his only son was. PG specifically. County might be rich, but we all struggle mentally. Trying to see through imagery, placed here to limit me. Killing me, black and brown, youngins on a killing spree. When I dodge bullets, you would thought I had Trinity. And Zion's best fighters, all God and my divinity. Had a rack of brothers, only one that was kin to me. Saved my life when they gave the mic independent me. But I'm from the same damn state as Freddie Gray. Different city, but our death could be one right away. In the home of Frank Miller and Dark Knights. Thought it was, nah, you thought right, I'm from Maryland. Regardless where the path I'm on, lead me. Cosmos from Baltimore, but it's only summer's born in PG. Only Prince we claim, say purple rain. Prince George is lame, F him in his name. I'm a PG king, it's a PG thing. This for Godzilla, OG, C King, Joe D, Steph Hive, and my Baltimore team. That's my man J Soul and the young homie Green. Damn, my friends are dope, yeah, we really rap. Fans been losing hope, I'ma bring it back. Stan has been dope since pit and pat. Kick, ball, jump, rope, and hide, go get it black. Think I haggle off for weeks just to get a track. The hand of God, some weak picture that. Phelps with a felt tip, Olympian flow. Provide more dope lines than Bolivian coke. Durant on the baseline, Carmelo in the key of strife. Ripping the roof, walking in the field of dreams. But I'm woke in the land of third good. It's mama talking, papa, now I'm out here in your hood. Somewhere in Maryland.
I grew up in Prince Rogers County, Maryland.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And so I've been doing youth work for as long as I've been making music professionals. And so there are a lot of periods of time with Mr. Robinson, when you go, you thought you quit. It's like, nah, I was on tour.
And you came back?
Yeah. And so no matter what I do, you know, it's very important to me that I'm always back in the community that gave me so much. And so I come back, I talk to these little black boys and girls and everybody, whoever's willing to listen, who experienced a lot of the same things that I experienced. And so I'm just happy to be here.
I'm somewhere near spontaneous combustion from a constant conjuring or something. Pull the reins, admire the change, then double time. The last line explanation point and underline. The underlying message underline.
WMFO in Medford, Skybar here. These are the replacements. Thanks.